Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we thank you for taking the time to be a part of this hour. Amen, amen, amen. It's always good when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity and in spirit. Amen, and especially when the word is being fed. Amen. The word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who has hope in him and takes refuge in the Lord. Amen. Those of you who are tuning in by internet, we're an interactive ministry, and if you'd like the opportunity to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. When you call in, hit the number 1, and you can ask a question or participate when the speaker opens up the line. Amen. Also, we'd like to let you know that you can go into the archives and you can listen to this message again and share it with a friend, family members. Amen. Just another way of evangelism, to share the word with someone that you care about or love. Amen. I guarantee you when you share the word, it can change a person's life. Amen. To do that, you would go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in, "We Can Begin Again." We Can Begin Again. And you can pull up this message and hear it and share it with someone else. Amen. Of course, you know, we are on our regular hour, our regular week with Pastor Mixon, Pastor Dawn Mixon, who is out of Long Island, New York. Amen, amen. My hometown. Amen. And a good word always comes from my hometown. Amen. So you know what I'm saying. I'm saying that we're going to be fed this evening. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. You're going to be fed a four-course dinner, a four-course meal. So if you have not eaten, amen, or even if you've eaten, amen, be expecting to be fed a good word this evening. Amen. We're going to move on out of the way, and we're going to head over into Long Island, New York, amen, where you will hear the next voice will be Pastor Dawn Mixon, who always brings a word for you and for me. Amen. Pastor Dixon, are you there? Pastor Mixon.
Yes.
Dixon and Mixon. My goodness. Sometimes I get that messed up. I really messed that up. Dixon and Mixon. My goodness. Pastor
it's my God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. I'm working with some different devices today. Blessings to each and every one.
You are lower than normal. You are lower than normal, but we can.
All right. Let me just see if I can work something out here.
Amen.
All right. Each and every one is listening. I think I'm going to take these off and do it the way I would normally do it. Is that a little bit better?
We can still hear you. We can still hear. But again, you're not coming in full. I don't know. How is that coming on your end? Others that are hearing?
It sounds fine on my end. If it's a little bit better, I turned up a little bit. Okay. So I'm grateful to God to be on the line with you on today and to share words from the Lord. Always excited to be for third Wednesday to share with this great audience. And Elder Clay, it's all right. I believe you have Elder Rose Dixon that comes on. That's my close friend. So Dixon, Mixon, we all work together. But we're grateful to God today. I believe that there is a word from the Lord to you. If anybody has received the text out on today, this word I shared on Sunday morning with my members, it just was not finished. And I want to share it with you because I believe that God is taking us into a place at this time in this season. And if we are sleeping, we may just miss it. And so this is to awaken each and every one of us in the Christian world and Christendom to let us know that God is still on our side, regardless of how we feel, how we see things move. It is about what we know and not what we feel and what we see. Because our eyes can deceive us, our emotions and our feelings have been a deception to us. And so we want to make sure that what we're doing it because we know that God is able. If you hear anything in the background, it's because we are still in the process of remodeling the church. And so in my office, but there's a lot of going on in the outer court of my office. So hopefully it won't get too loud for you. But we're going to the word of the Lord. We're going to Luke 1, verses 31 to 38. I know it was given 37, but we're going to go to 38 on today. And we just want to open up with a word of prayer. I'm sure that there are many who are still in need of prayer on today. There's so many things going on in life. So even at the end of this Bible study, we want to make sure that we uplift different ones who may be in need of prayer on today. So we're going to start with prayer today. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this opportunity to glean through your word. We pray, mighty God, today that we will say something that we know is life-saving, that is something that is going to be used by those who are in the kingdom of God. We pray that this word will regurgitate from each and every one that hears this word, that will share it with someone else, because there is someone who is in need of a word from the Lord. And God, we pray, oh God, today that you will move by your power and allow this word to penetrate the hearts of people, that we will make us better, that we'll do better. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. So we're going to Luke 1, verse 31 to 38. I'm not necessarily an occasional preacher, so I don't believe that this scripture just has to deal with the birth of Jesus and Christmas time, but I believe this word is a word that we need to hear all year round. So we're going to start at verse 31, and the word of the Lord reads, I'm reading out of the King James, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, the cousin thy cousin Elizabeth shall, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, my God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel of the Lord departed from her. I'm going to read verse 37 again. For with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing shall be impossible. And I want to speak on tonight for a few minutes with you. Please call somebody and let them know that we are online for this discussion on tonight. My word for tonight is the possibility of what if. The possibility of what if. In life in general, what life is that we have many things that we go through in life, many decisions that need to be made. When we get older, we make our decisions, but when we're young, there are many who make decisions for us. Sometimes they make great decisions. Sometimes they make bad decisions. Nevertheless, a decision has to be made. And when we deal with the what-ifs in life, there are things that can cause our faith to be triggered so that we can leap into our destiny, or we can take the route of what if that can halt the very movement of our destiny. What I'm saying to each and every one of you is that you have the power to make sure that the possibilities in your life are made possible. One of the things that we do is that sometimes when we look at a thing, we look at the word possibility. They are things that may happen or be the cause of something happening. It is something that is feasibility, chances, odds, attainability, achievability, conceivability, and probability. But what we've got to understand is if we never step out on our what if, we can either make the choice of saying to ourselves, what if I do this and it doesn't work out for me? What if I make this choice and everything falls apart? What if I make this choice and what if I decide to take this position, or what if I decide to marry this individual? What if, what if, what if? And it doesn't work out. But then you've got to flip that what if and say to yourself, what if I make this position and it works and be the best job I ever had in my life? What if I marry this individual and it's the best marriage in the world? What if I decide to move in the realm of leaving different places and going different things? And you've got to understand there's two sides of a coin when it comes to what if. You can either step out and fail, but if you step out and fail, you have the possibility of still getting up and trying again. But nothing beats a failure except a try. And so a lot of times the reason why we are stuck where we are is because we've always kept ourselves in the coin of what if it never works out. Instead of using the what if this happens, do you know what could happen for me? This could change my whole life in a good way. And so we've got to make decisions and be intentional about what decisions that we make in our lives, especially nowadays, because now when we're starting to think about it, the older we get, the older we are, we understand that life is shorter for us, and you don't think that life is that short when you're young, but life is still short when you're young. But now that you're older and you've seen your past and you've seen your future, you are one who says, okay, I'm going to continue to move forward because I know if I don't step out on what it seems to be nothing, I will at least have the possibility that I might make it. I might be able to jump over this cliff and I'll still find myself in a safe place and a wonderful place. So we've got to make sure that whatever we do, we are doing it intentionally with the possibility. What the possibility is that it will either ignite your faith or it's going to halt your faith. You've got to understand faith is not what is seen. Faith is what is not seen. So if I allow my faith of what is not seen, with the expectancy of the fulfillment of what it is set out to do. I often share this with people. Faith, the Bible lets us know in Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith, not tomorrow faith, not yesterday faith. Your now faith is a substance. That means it's tangible. Faith is tangible in the possibility of the idea of what you know it can be. See, the thing is that we don't use faith as a tangible device because we can't see it. So because it's not what we can see, we don't use it as something that is something we can hold on to, or it's not tangible. So since it's not tangible, it's not something we can hold on to, we don't believe that it exists. But my God, if you ever get to the place of the possibility of what if I step out on faith and trust God for what he promised me, do you not know what you could achieve? I believe God in spite of what I don't see. I believe God in spite of all the naysayers. I believe God when I'm just starting from the very beginning. I believe God that God is going to open up the door. Everything that has ever started with something started out of nothing and became something. And if we are the people of God and we are likened unto God, whenever God created, he created from nothing. And so when we get the mindset and the understanding that we are beings that can create, and we can create the possibilities of things for our life, then we know that we can make better changes for our life, better changes for our family. If people never started something, they said, I believe that if I put this together, they put portfolios together, and they said there would be no Facebook if somebody did not have the possibility that we can go and we can talk to people around the world through a simple device. There would have been, we've been talking about it for years, about being able to see one another as we're talking on the telephone. It was the Jetsons cartoon that made us believe that we are going to be able to fly in our cars, and we're going to do things that we have never done before. And if you go back to the old cartoon, you'll find some of the things that were going on in that cartoon
yes.
is alive today. But it started in the seed of the mind of many. It started mm-hmm. in the seed of the mind of many, but only
yes.
a few or one or two allowed it to be manifested because they believed in the power or the ability in God.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I make it happen? Let me not stop. Let me just stop talking about something. Let me make some movement in what will happen. But can I tell you one of the things that causes a delay in us from things happening in our lives that should be happening is our past. I shared with them on Sunday, my grandson, who was 11 years old, he came to me with and posed a question to the family. He says, Mima, if you had the ability to go into your past and change the things of your past, or would you want to go and take a glimpse in your future and see what's going to happen in your future? I was puzzled at first because there are sometimes, just like some of you who are on the line, who have made some mistakes in life, and you may have said to yourself, if I could just change those things that were in my past, I know that I would be better. And then my daughter jumped in the conversation and said, well, if we change the things that may have happened in our past, how will we ever learn about what we need to do as far as our future is concerned? How will we learn into our future if we change some of the things in our past? So we've got to understand that some mistakes in our past happen to help us in our future. Everything can always be good. Everything can always be right. Everything can always go the way we want it to go. Why? Because we've got to learn from our past mistakes. And so when I started realizing that I had to learn from where I come from, I started deciding, okay, if I made this mistake here, you know, some of the truth of the matter is if you go back in your past and change some of the things in your past, some people would not be in your future right now. You'll find out that some of your children wouldn't be here. There some jobs you would have never taken that would have catapulted you into another job that may have put you in a place where you're in good standing. So we've got to understand. I said, no, grandson, I think I will just keep on ahead and find out what God has for me. Because one thing I realized, that if I trust God enough, if I'm walking with God, if I'm talking with God, he's already ahead of me, and he's already got my future plan. I can't change what's in my past, nor do I want to, because the very thought of if I change my past, you might not be here. And I love you. I love my grandkids. I love everything that's attached, and I love the good, the bad, the ugly of everything that has taken place. Why do I say that? Because it's what makes us. It's what cultivates us. It helps us become women and men in society. And so we learn from some things. So we've got to realize that in order to fulfill our destiny, we've got to make sure that we've allowed things in our past. Listen, you cannot let the indiscretions of your past cause you to halt or cause you to haunt you so that you don't want to make moves anymore in your life. The reason why some of us
Amen.
Are not capable of moving on in life, I'm going to tell the truth to some of us, is not because of something that somebody else has done to us. It's not because somebody mistreated us or mishandled us. It's because we don't know how to let go of some of things in the past, and because we won't let it go, we will not allow ourselves to walk into our future. How are you going to become better? How will you know what's on the other side of the glory of God if you do not allow the past to be in the past and learn from it, but do not drag it into your present, because when you drag it into your present, then you allow it to become a part of your future. No, some stuff needs to stay exactly where it is. It needs to be where it was in the past. You don't need to come and draw it up. See, the problem is that a lot of times we start getting Facebook messages, we start getting phone calls, we allow the past calls, we allow the past situations to try to come back. No, when you close it, you need to learn how to block yourself from the things of the past, not necessarily forget it because you learn from it, but you don't have to allow it to be a part of where you are. Sometimes you got to let things and people go. Why? Because they don't mean you any good. Why is this? Because in all of this, there are many things that we are allowed to happen in our life, and we will allow fear to block us from fulfilling our destiny. Watch this. Not the fear of you, your own fear, but we have to deal with the fear of other people. Can I tell you that there are some people who come in your life and they don't realize they have a fear of you being great? What they do is, can I help somebody? I got to help somebody tonight because somebody needs to hear this. The reason why they keep tearing you down, the reason why they keep telling you can't do that, the reason why they say to you, oh, you done lost so much weight, your head looking big, you look sickly. Well, the truth of the matter is you are achieving what they have not been able to achieve. And so because you are making moves in a better place and they're still stuck in the place that they've been in and have not been able to get out, so what they do is what we call deflecting. In other words, they deflect and they try to turn things around to make you look so bad so that they can make themselves feel good about where they are.
No.
That's We're not doing that in this season. No, ma'am, no, sir. What we are doing in this season, if I have the possibility of stepping out on faith on the promise of God, I don't see how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. But what I do know, if God's in charge, it's got to happen. Why? Because God said that he will walk and talk with us. Let me tell you, there's some things that you're going to have to do. And I'm in a season right now in my life, it looks like everything's crazy. I think it was a movie that they used to say, if you build it, they'll come. The Lord said to me, Pastor, I need you to build. Dawn, I want you to build. I said, how am I going to build, Lord? He said, I want you to build. And the Lord allowed us to be able to completely remodel this church. We're still in phases of remodeling. I said, well, God, you said to remodel, but I'm still waiting on the people. He said, I don't want you to just do what I tell you. He said, and all I could hear was that movie coming to me, if you build it, they'll come. If you build it, they'll come. If you build it, they'll come. So I said, I'm going to walk in faith, and I'm stepped out on faith on God and trust God for what I cannot see. And so now I'm in a place where I'm looking and I'm showing, God is showing me something. Oh, my God. When I tell you, Elder Clay, stepping out on nothing, my God, when you don't even realize it looks like nothing, but all you're doing is looking through the glass of the destiny of what you're getting ready to go to. Oh, my God, it looks like as if I'm going to fall. Oh, but that's why you have that what if in your mind. What if I step out here and I start falling and there's nothing under me? Oh, but what if I'm really looking through the glass, my God, and all I'm stepping on is all the things that God is showing me, hallelujah, that you're escaping from, not what you're going to, but he's showing you your way of escape, my God in heaven, because you stepped out on faith. I need somebody on this line today to get into the possibility of what if. What if God works it out for your good? What if God turns your situation around? What if you make that step and God said, uh-huh, I promise you financially you're going to be taken care of. Oh, my God. So we've got to learn how to shift the possibility of what if in your favor, not in the those that don't want good for you. I want you to shift that possibility that God is going to work it out for your good. It don't matter what people say. God got his name on it, it cannot fail. It cannot fail. Oh, my God, they used to sing a song, there is no failure in God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he will do whatever you ask him to. So we are in a place where we've got to learn that sometimes you got to start from scratch.
And anytime you're building a thing, it has to start from scratch. You can't get no box cake for 99 cents and try to make it work and just add water. No, you have to get some expensive ingredients, my God in heaven. Oh, my God, you got to, in order to make that pound cake, you can't just throw some cake mix in a bowl, add a little oil or add a little butter and add some water and then throw it in the oven. No, in this season, you're going to have to pay the cost for what you want.
That's right. It's a cost.
On the other day, can I help somebody this tonight? I shared something with them on the other day. The problem is that when you bake a cake and you're baking a cake from scratch, you got all the ingredients in it and you make sure, and when you put it in the oven, the one thing your grandma would say or your mother would say, don't you open up my oven and don't you stomp around this house because you might make my cake fall. Oh, my God. I'm trying to help somebody. God said in this season, you cannot get an attitude. You can't stomp your feet. You can't get mad with God. Trust him. Stop looking through the oven. Stop opening and closing the door. Open it. God, are you there? Oh, God, what if you don't make a way? God, what if you don't do this? He said, leave it closed. He said, and when it's time, when the time comes, it's going to rise. Oh, my God. He said, I'm going to bring elevate you to another level in him. I'm going to bring you to another place in him. But you've got to learn how to trust me. Keep the door closed, even when it seems like it's taking too long. See, because a lot of times we want to time the cake. Oh, it's only going to take an hour and a half for this cake to get. No, sometimes I might need a little bit more extra time with you in this season. And so sometimes you're going to have to cook a little longer. You're going to have to go through the heat a little bit longer. And in that heat, he said, I'm making you. I'm purging you. I'm pulling you up out of the, oh, my God. I'm pulling you up out of all the other things that have been mixed together with. I made all those things happen. All those things that went in the bowl, it was all mixed up together. It started off as one thing, but when we started mixing that thing around, everything seemed to be the same thing, the same consistency. But God said, when I put the heat on it, my God in heaven, when I put the fire on it, my God, when I start firing up the saints, can I tell you they're going to be coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Hallelujah, men and women of God, I want to share with you on today, do what God said do. What if the possibility of what if? In this season, my possibility of what is that God what is if? Going to make a way. The possibility of what if. When I look at this text, let me please get to the text. I haven't even got to the text yet. When I look at this text, I'm looking at Mary, who is confronted by the angel of God, who says to her that you are going to conceive the child of God. And the thing about this is, it seems impossible. How am I going to conceive something and I'm a virgin? I've never been with any man. How is this going to happen, my God? First of all, we need to find out, Mary, are you willing to go with this plan? Because you've got to understand, people of God, in this season, you've got to be able and willing to go with the plan of God. Oh, my God. You've got to trust that whatever God's saying, no matter how crazy it sounds, how off it sounds, and no matter if you can't see what direction God is going in, you've got to trust what he is saying or who he sent to say it to you. Mary makes the decision. She says, well, now you can't just, you know, I don't care how spiritual you are and how wonderful you are, how much words you know. When you are confronted with a situation like this, you're going to have to ask some questions. Mary had some questions that she had to ask. How is this going to be possible? And the angel of the Lord said to her in verse 35, he said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Now, let me explain something to everybody. This is not the only time that the Holy Ghost has overshadowed somebody. This is not the only time that the Holy Ghost has come upon somebody. But this is the time that in this season where Mary is, that the Holy Ghost was overshadowing her, coming upon her for a specific reason, because God had a plan. My God, the Mission Impossible. How many of y'all seen this movie? I don't know how many times. It is so many different series of this movie of the Mission Impossible. God had a mission, watch this, and he always something to help ignite her faith. Now, I know, Mary, that you don't think that this can happen, but even your cousin Elizabeth, who's in her old age, has conceived a child, and she's already in her 6th month. Let me tell you something, people of God. Oh, my God, the thing that people thought that you couldn't conceive. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's time for us to get spiritually pregnant. I got to say it right. We've got to get spiritually pregnant in God this season. Why?
Yes.
Because God said every barren womb shall be open. Every barren womb shall be open. And when I open this womb, oh my God, he said she's already in her 6 months, which lets me know that if that God can do that, then God can surely do whatever he wants to do. He can take a barren, a dead womb and cause it to come to life. And I come to speak to every pastor. I come to speak to every leader. I come to speak to every church member. I come to speak to everyone who is in God, who has given up and said church is no longer needed, that we don't need God. God said, I'm about to birth something in the church. And I shared with them a couple of Sundays ago, this baby cannot die. And it doesn't matter how many times that the enemy tries to come to abort your baby, God said, this baby shall live and not die, because it needs to see, my God, the work of the Lord. So we got to get to a place where we are right now, that when Elizabeth and Mary saw each other, the Bible says that the two babies leaped in their womb, my God in heaven. And so when they leap, because we're going to be in a place where you're going to start seeing people who are carrying just like you're carrying. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost is going to come forth and y'all are both going to start praising God, not knowing why. It's the babies that are leaping in your womb that's about to take forth and come forth in this season that is going to bring life into the church. I come to let you know today, I don't care what else fails around us, the church cannot fail. God told us to come and assemble ourselves together. I want each and everyone who has given up and said, I'm going to do Zoom for the rest of my life. I'm going to do Facebook Live for the rest of my life. I'm going to tell you on today, don't miss the birthing of this baby that's about to take place in our churches. Why? Because they're going to come, hallelujah, and they're not coming the way that we expect them to come. The problem with the church is the church has already want ready-made saints. No, I want saints that don't know how to quicken, that don't know how to dance, that don't know how to speak in tongues, that don't always tap on the right beat. God said, I'm looking for people that are pliable, that will hear my voice and bend and move at my word. He said, I can't do anything with stiff-necked people. And so we are in a place, we've got to be pliable in the hand of God. The possibility of what is, the possibility if you're trying to grow, the possibility if you start moving in the spirit that God, the way God told you, the possibility that lives will be changed, the possibility that drugs, people will be coming off drugs and alcohol, all those different things. What about them? Stop talking about those who are already have been in church all their life just looking for a shine, looking for a spotlight. God said, I'm looking for the people to come out of the dark places, out of the deep places, out of the mud and the riot that they've been in. God said, I'm looking for the ones, the misfit folk that everybody turned around and nobody wanted to deal with, nobody wanted to talk to. They didn't look like you look. They didn't walk like you walk. They didn't talk like you talk. They didn't think like you think. God said, I'm going to put inside of you the ability to help those become women and men of the Most High God. So we want to share with you on today, this baby is about to be birthed, and if we don't realize the possibility of what if we go out and witness, what if we tell somebody else about Jesus Christ, what if we tell somebody else, somebody at this season just might show up to your church or just show up and sit down and talk with you, and you might lead them to Christ. This is a ripe season. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. I'm going to open up the line. Some of y'all can help me preach this or teach this today, because I know that where we're going, again, as I often say through this whole year and a half, that we're going or coming out of this better than we went in. And I believe that all things are possible. Let's just deal with that verse 37. Mary said to herself, after she heard about Elizabeth conceiving and sharing with what the angel shared with her, she says, the angel says to her, for with God nothing shall be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That means no thing. No thing shall be impossible. And a thing is nothing more than something that doesn't carry a name. So whatever that thing is that don't carry a name that you've been concerned about, see, we've been concerned about things, but things don't have no name. Doesn't carry a name. Why are you worried about something that cannot carry you when the name of Jesus is above every other name? And because his name is above every other name, and he's been carrying you from the day that you were born to this present time, and we're worried about things that have no name instead of worrying about the name of Jesus that has carried us all the way through. I'm done. I'm done.
Yes.
I'm going to turn it over to y'all. I'm going to open up the line. Please, somebody, just share and walk with us through this text and through this word on today. If there's somebody that wants to say something and bring something to light with this, because I believe we're about to push this spiritual baby out in the next couple of months, there's going to be some things that's going to change in our world that the world is not going to be able to handle, because God's getting ready to show himself mighty and strong in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Show yourself mighty, show yourself strong. It is very, very wonderful. I'm excited. And the good thing about stepping out on the possibility of what is that you don't need nobody to get happy with you. You don't need no cheerleaders when you know what you know what you know.
Yes.
You have been expecting to see a greatness to come upon you, and you're excited about it. And sometimes people get excited over your excitement. Have you ever seen somebody who starts laughing,
yes,
and you have no idea what they're laughing about?
Nope,
and all of a sudden you find yourself laughing. This is about to be contagious. That walk of faith is about to be contagious for many of you. Now, trust God. Trust God. He's going to do it. And for all of you who said, well, I'm of a certain age, I don't believe that God's going to do it for me, I'm too old now, that is an excuse to make the enemy believe that, okay, yeah, you're right, you know, that the enemy is right. No, we're also talking about the young and the old, because watch this. Elizabeth, the Bible says, was in her old age, and she was 6 months already pregnant with the baby out of a barren womb. So I'm sharing with you today, what you thought was dead is about to come alive. Let it come alive in you. Walk in that and let it come alive. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Sandra Pope calling from California, and I tell you, I came in late, but I'm telling you, I was still on time. God is good. Woman of God, you have really served us up this evening, and you know, all things are possible if you only believe, and I can say that from experience. God is still in the miracle working business. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My husband and I have incurred enormous medical bills recently, and one of his medications was over $900, and things were just coming us, and we had no idea how we were going to do it, and we didn't have to think about it because we knew he needed it to live, but God yet provided. It happened miraculously, and at the same time, I had my medical bills that I had been trying to pay off, and every time I go to pay the bill, it was paid. Not in its entirety. One time I was making the payment, and the lady on the phone, she said, hold on a minute. She said, there's a payment coming through now. Let me see if this is going to go through. I say, well, who's paying it? So I say, well, I tell you what, I'm going to make my payment anyway, because I'm just sure there's a mistake that's been made. And this happened every time I went to pay that bill. But I said, I'm going to pay it, because I don't want anything to come back on me. Well, lo and behold, what it did, it just helped pay that enormous balance get paid off quicker, because I'm paying it, and some kind of way it's still getting paid. So the same thing happened last week. I know I had a bill, $150. I went to pay the bill. They said my bill was
$50.
My God.
I tell you, he is still working. It is still miraculous, just like the conception. Mary. He is still working miraculously. And I know that all things are possible if you only believe. When my husband, with all those bills was coming in, we didn't even have time to absorb that thing. We just, like, looked. And, you know, he looked at me. I looked at him. We knew that there was no way. But yet God provided just like that. It didn't take him all day to do it. It was done. I thank you for the word. I thank you for the encouragement. And, oh, my God, I am so full. I am so full. I don't even need dessert today, but I thank you.
I needed to hear that. For sure. And praise God. Thank you so much for your ministry this evening, Sister Dixon. That was
Nixon.
I'm sorry.
How did you say that?
I'm sorry, Sister Nixon. Pastor Nixon. A blessing. And I'll be going back in my notes. Back to my notes to rerun that one. You need to hear this.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Such a good teacher.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Dawn. What an awesome message. You know of the testimonies that are coming forth. God has promises, what he has said, with the possibility, all things are possible. And as we walk, all things are possible. During this birth, all things are possible. As that baby is getting ready to be birthed, if that ear canal that's coming forth, that you're enlightened to each and every one that's on the line about this birth and the possibilities from the testimonies. There's several testimonies that I have, but I could relate with Evangelist Sandra Pope. I was paying a bill, and they went forth, and they told me that it was paid in full. And I was like, no way. And I was like, I owe this now. They was like, no. And they said, no, it came through. You want the confirmation number. And I was like, thank you, Lord. And I was like, that number, that bill was paid in full. And God is in the blessing business, because with him, nothing shall be impossible. So I stand today because I hold forth and embrace that word, that verse 37. Through my trials and tribulations, when they told me that I shouldn't even be here, I shouldn't even be alive, I shouldn't be walking. And with that strengthened me through the things when they kept on telling me that I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. But with the Lord, he said all things are possible with him. So it's a blessing of the word that's going forth in each and every one that hold forth in their ear canal, to hold forth and embrace these verses in Luke that is telling of the mother. The mother is the strength and the birth and the nurturing, that she knows she's going to hold on to that child. She's not going to let nothing happen to that child. So you hold forth and embrace that mother to endure all that we have set forth on today. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Blessing to you.
Amen. I just want to say, Pastor Dawn, that's my pastor, y'all. Pastor Dawn, this was a great, great message. I'm telling you, it was those people that was flying, that cartoon was the Jetsons. And the Field of Dreams was that of Kevin Costner. And when you said that, I thought about how God wants us to fly, how God wants to keep in our spirit that hope. You know, as we get older, we do think that some things are just buried and dead.
But God is
telling you that it doesn't matter how old you are. Elizabeth was old. Elizabeth was old. But check it out. God anointed her to carry that baby. And when Mary came to see her, the baby leaped at an old age. So God is letting us know that keep your dream alive. Because you're going to birth. It doesn't matter where you at, you're going to birth. And you know what? I thought about when you said we got to let go of people.
Sunday, because his daughter.
Yeah, praise God. We got to let go of the past. You know, God told me that. He says, I don't want you to go back. You can look back to see how far I brought you from, but don't go back and live there. And sometimes we got to shed different things in our past because it has no place in our present future.
where God wants to take us. So I thank God for this word because you were speaking to me. I know everybody says, they, you know, you were speaking to them individually. And it's a collective thing, but it's an individual walk. And I thank God for walking and being on this line today and hearing this word of life. And we're going to move forward. We're not going to look back. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be scared. You know what? We're going to look to God, who is our hope. Fear is, it doesn't have no place. I'm finished. I just thank God. I'm excited too, Evangelist Pope. I'm excited too. I know what you're saying about God coming in, because I paid my health insurance. I just want to say this. My health insurance about a month ago. And then it seemed like they wasn't taking it out of my account. I paid for 2 months. I paid that month and the next month, which is this month. And I called and I said, you haven't taken it out? She said, well, I see where it's already paid for. You're up to date. Look at God.
Hallelujah.
You're up to date. You're current. Your health insurance is current. So I said, I thank God. I said, Lord, I see you everywhere. So I give God glory for how he's moving. Anyway, not just for me, but for everyone. And I'm the one that be laughing and be grinning when something good happens to each and every one. Oh, God is good. And that's what we're supposed to do. I'm finished, Dr. John. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm excited. This is great.
The mics are open for anyone that has any more comments. Any more comments? Amen.
Oh, they're full.
Well, I would just like to say that that's what we as the body of Christ are all about. This was definitely a timely word, especially with the times that we're living in right now. So many people are losing hope. So many people are losing hope because of what they've gone through, what they've lost. May it be family members or whatever the case may be, so many people are losing hope. And we cannot lose hope on Christ. You know, the word says, you know, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell in it. And he's talking about us. You know, so if God is ahead of our life, if God is the one who is the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end, we can be assured that God is going to take care of us. What if? We cannot lose that possibility of what if. And when it comes, we know that it wasn't nothing but the grace of God. So this definitely was a timely word. And we as the body of Christ, we need to hear that. We need to hear the testimonies of how God has come through and been a blessing to those, you know, that didn't even know where or whatever was going to come from. What if God did that for you, for those who are listening, and you're going through trying times? What if? The possibility of what if. She said she made a comment, trust God. Trust God. That's all we have to do is trust God and know that he's going to work it out. Amen, amen, amen. I know it blessed me. I know that I was fed. I know that I'm full, and I can continue with my journey. It doesn't make a difference what obstacles come my way. I know that God is going to work it out. God is going to work it out. We cannot lose hope. Pastor Mixon, you know, it seems like everybody's getting your names mixed up. I'm about to start calling you Pastor Dawn, just so I don't
forget. That's fine.
I want you to know that we here at New Beginnings and all those that tune in, we love you. We love the word that you come forth with on every third Wednesday of the month, coming to feed. I mean, along with all your other tasks that you have, you still choose to come forth and bless another section of the body of Christ. And you know what? I know that God is going to bless you above and beyond your imagination. Whatever is going on at your church, you can count it as done. Count it as done. God rewards the faithful. God does reward the faithful. Amen. So we are declaring that, and we're calling it, you know, for what it is. You know, it's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ in your community. Not only your community, but for those that come to visit. I know that, you know, that those on the line, when they come to Long Island, I know that they're going to be asking where your church is so they can come and see
come
you
through.
Physically. Amen. 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 So we're gonna turn it right back over to you. Thank you so much for such a timely word, for an anointing word, you know, for the body of Christ. We just can't thank you enough for what you do and what you pour out to the people of Christ. So we thank you so much. We're turning it back over to you. Closing.
All right. I just want everybody that may have somebody that they want to pray for, just call their name out. You don't have to tell me why or what it is or anything like that. Just give their name, and we're just going to call, pray for each and every one of those that name is called out on tonight. So open your line, just call out somebody's name, and we'll be praying for them on tonight.
Shiana, Barry, Don. Mm-hmm.
Charles and Bita.
Diana England, Justin Stewart, Amy Morton, and Danielle Thomas.
Journey.
I believe that was top 10.
Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just saying, I saw number 803, South Carolina. You made a comment. Okay.
Okay, a little girl named Journey. Yeah, a little girl named Journey. Mrs. Brewer, Elder Lawrence, Pastor Gloria Mixon, Brenda Jackson. Brenda Jackson. And my church family and my church. Amen. My family as well. Amen.
Also, Pastor Mixon received a message from Pastor Miles. He wanted to let you know that, you know, you brought it, and he was blessed by the word, your word.
Bless him. Thank you so much. I'm still working on some other stuff that I shared with him. So we pray on today that each and every one who is from everywhere, so glad to hear people from California, South Carolina, that this platform is reaching you. Hope that I will be able to get to those areas at some point in time when this world completely opens, because it's going to open. But I believe,
yes,
God, for each and every one of you on tonight. I want to pray for this the sixth grader that went in and to her school and shot up a few people in the school, I think a couple of children, janitor. I'm not sure. I just got a brief of it of this morning. I'm not sure if it happened today or yesterday or when it happened. But the enemy is really, really trying his best,
yes,
to destroy, kill and destroy
yes,
our children, our people. And we're just not going to let it happen. Amen. So this young lady is going to be facing a great ordeal, not even knowing necessarily what everything that took place. But I'm believing God. I'm believing God. So we ask that you continue to pray for our government, continue to pray for our world and people who are,
yes,
dealing with mental situations, because even after the COVID has taken place, they're still dealing with mental situations. So our Father and our God, we thank you on tonight for every name that went up on tonight, for this word that is going forth. We pray, oh God, that somebody will reach back to this word and share it with someone and just apply it to their life. God, we pray for each and everyone that may be going through on tonight, those names that are going through, whatever they may be going through. We know that, God, you are the author and the finish of our faith. We know that, God, whatever we don't know, you know all things. And we pray, oh God, whatever the situation is, maybe financial difficulties, sickness, whatever it may be, God, we know that you are in complete control. So we step out on faith on today. We step out on the possibility of what if you make a way. Matter of fact, we know that you can and will make a way on tonight. So we pray, God, today
God, I even lift up Eddie on today in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet in the name of Jesus. We ask that you change the environment that he's in and bless him, oh God, that you will open a door of opportunity for him, that his life will change for the better in Jesus' name, just as well as those who are on this line. Let things change for the better. God, for you work things out for the good of them that love the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be blessed. I'll see you next third Wednesday night. Love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen. May God bless you. May God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you.
I face the dawn.